Tim Burton is known for distinctive stylized movies such as Edward Scissorhands, Sleepy Hollow, and The Nightmare Before Christmas. Now, aficionados can enjoy the director's art at a new exhibition in Prague simply entitled Tim Burton and His World. Ahead of its opening, the filmmaker recalled a previous trip to the city and taking inspiration from a Czech filmmaker. Ian Willoughby reports.
From the imagination of Tim Burton comes The Nightmare Before Christmas.
A trailer for Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas, a stop-motion movie featuring the instantly recognizable elements of gothic horror and dark fantasy that have won him legions of fans around the globe. Those sensibilities are now in evidence at an exhibition of the filmmaker's art at Prague's House of the Stone Bell. It brings together around 150 sketches, maquettes, storyboards and other items likely to delight fans. Wearing his trademark sunglasses, Burton told a jammed news conference on Thursday it wasn't his first time in the Czech capital. He'd shot a watch commercial here in the mid-1990s.
It was fun to shoot in Prague. It was a strange experience. It was great. Our production office was in a brothel. I kept walking in, I was running in and out doing something, and I kept going, what are these girls, what are they doing sitting here? And it's like, oh, well, this is our production office, so. Working here, it's always better to do something like that than be a tourist, because you really get to know the people, you get to work with them, you get to work with the artists that were here.
Though perhaps better known for feature films, Burton started out in animation, and among those who shaped his approach, he told reporters, was the great Czech animator Karel Zeman.
His films, like the Baron Munchausen, and there was some, I remember some dinosaur series, there's sort of kids in it that was very, and I remember where I grew up in Burbank, there was a documentary on Karel Zeman that showed his process, and that was extremely inspirational to me. I mean, because that I think him and Ray Harryhausen were probably two big inspirations in terms of doing stop motion and the more handmade quality. I mean, Karel Zeman did that amazingly.
The new show, located on three floors at the medieval House of the Stone Bell, has a distinctive look that surrounds visitors from the moment that they enter the building. Its architect is Michal Froněk from the leading Czech design company Olgoj Horkoj.
I think we found some ideas here for that gothic space, especially we put his puppets in the glass balls, in the spheres, which are really huge. And from the start, we would like to bring kind of Czech element in his exhibition, which will help to show it people.
Tim Burton and His World, which is well worth catching for fans of the director's oeuvre, runs until the 3rd of August.